Chapter 25.
Luke hung suspended in a whirling column of starflies that died suddenly and all at once, then sank, dimming into the darkness below. For an eternity, he floated motionless in the silent gloom, alone with his thoughts and the icy ache of his old wound. He found himself wondering whether he would ever see Ben again, wondering many things. How he would find Han and Leia, what the pain in his wound foretold, whether the Krebs had stumbled across Mortis after all. The dark side swirled around him, a hot, nettling breeze that burned his eyes and made him feel queasy. Something rustled nearby, unseen, and the air grew solid beneath his feet. Ebony shapes began to coalesce into tall stone pillars, which broadened at their bases and tops into the floor and ceiling of a vast, dank-smelling catacomb. In the distance, Luke saw a pair of tiny golden halos, located side by side, and gradually shrinking and growing dim. He started after them, then ignited his lightsaber to see by, and sent 1,000 shadows whispering away. As he moved, the shadows began to glide across the floors and slide off pillars and hiss in behind him, always creeping in closer. Occasionally he paused to listen for words, but each time he stopped, the hissing faded to silence. Once he turned to look and thought he glimpsed 12 pale eyes watching him from beneath a line of dusky brows. But the shadows rustled back into the darkness so quickly, he could not be certain whether they were real or imagined. After a few 12 steps, a golden radiance began to light the surrounding area. He looked down and discovered that his entire body had begun to glow, except where Abeloth had reached into his chest. There, Luke had a dark hole the size of his fist. He continued toward the distant halos, hoping they might be Han and Leia. The two radiances appeared to be moving away, so Luke walked faster. The last of the shadows fell from the pillars, and the pillars turned white, then developed a papery bark and became tree trunks. When Luke looked up, he discovered an immense green forest canopy, where moments before there had been cavern ceiling. After a few seconds or hours, who could say, the still distant halos grew larger and brighter as he began to gain on them. A mob of dark amorphous masses appeared, trailing the two lights and closing in fast. Luke deactivated his lightsaber and hung it from his equipment harness, then cupped his hands around his mouth to call out, and heard another lightsaber snap to life, directly behind him.